Ogusuti Atinka 104.7 FM ene ewe na nyame nchade yensa atumi aka pani baako ewo ahoma no so sesia a Ghana hadia eba the renaissance of Ghana football in terms of professionalism most of us attributed to this wonderful personality Nidin Eddie Ora Herbert Kwabena Amponsa Mensa. Chairman, you are welcome to Atinka 104.7 FM.
Thank you very much, my brother. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chairman. It's been a long time, sir.
Yeah, my brother. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Chairman, as we look back to the future of Ghana football, most of us would want to remember the times that you were at the helms of affairs at Kotoko and even to some extent at Kumasi Kimfai, sir. There have been some developments and in recent times, and I should say that people are actually debating the fact that the spokesperson for the FA, Ibrahim Sani Dara, came out recently to say that the promotion and the enhancement of the image of our local league should be borne by the clubs themselves and not to be left in the hands of the GFA. And we felt that we should seek your opinion on this issue. How far is that assertion that teams should rather help in promoting the league and not the duty of the FA?
Well, I think everybody is entitled to their opinion, but I think that is flawed and is fundamentally wrong. I mean, Sani is my friend, but I think that is a very, very peculiar statement to make. It is the onus on the people who are responsible for the league to market the league itself. The league at this moment is so badly marketed that to be able to rebrand yourself as a club is not straightforward. I think there needs to be a complete overhaul in terms of the way Ghana football is run. I believe that we need to go to a different model in order to make it more efficient. And when you've done that and you start raising capital and there's a marriage between domestic football and capital, then you can bring in the rules and regulations that say, this is what you do with clubs, this is what you do on transfers, this is what you do on healthcare, this is what you do monetarily, this is what you do for pensions, this is what you do have to do in terms of academy-related kind of work. You can set all the rules and regulations in place under the umbrella of the people who are responsible running football. And that has not been addressed yet by the FA in any format. I think the FA must address that first. Clearly, they are having difficulties. Let me be very kind with my words this afternoon. Clearly, they are having difficulties in reconciling that level of responsibility to the clubs, club owners, to the league, and therefore it becomes very difficult in terms of moving forward. I think if they were to put in a model, I mean, let this be plain today. If we are to put in a model whereby the clubs, and I know a number of people have pushed for this over the years, and it makes sense, where the running of the domestic league is now managed and run by another body, reporting into the FA. Kwesi and Sani don't have to worry that somebody is going to usurp their power. They must keep their power. But they must bring in a set of professionals that would run the league on a professional basis, like we saw with Griffiths in South Africa, we've seen it in other places with other leagues. And then it is that the whole structure of how the league clubs operate, the whole structure upon which capital decides to marry with domestic football changes. And with that change and with that investment, you can then go back to the real patrons of the game, the supporters who will see that the direction, the management, the evolution of domestic football has moved in a way that they should now take their hard-earned money and go back to the stadium.
Chairman, let me ask you, more critical in this situation is when you think about Ghana being a soccer powerhouse in Africa. And of course, during your time, Ghana was given close to about 4 slots at the African club competition level. But in recent times, it's been taken down to only 2 from Ghana. And that is, we are fortunate to have been parading the 2 most glamorous clubs in Africa in Ghana. At this stage in Africa, that is Hearts and Kotoko, but Kotoko failed woefully. Now, let me ask you, if it is the duty of the FA in promoting the league, and for that matter, as of now, We have only two slots in Africa. How do you see the impact of Ghana football on the African terrain?
Well, I think that we have a history. And Africans, being Africans, like to do it like the English do with the past. Oh, we've won so many tournaments in the past. Oh, the English will say they went to the World Cup in 1966. But the reality is that nobody really cares about the past. It's the present future. Yes, historically, the powerhouses in African football included Kumasi Asante Kotoko and Hartlepool to a slightly lesser degree. But that was the past. There are also a lot of great teams also were parading in the past. Time waits for nobody. And people who are great yesterday and are not great today invariably lose a lot of their relevance in terms of what is going on. The key is to sustain that kind of effectiveness at the top level. And you only do it whether you start with your clubs, the clubs adopt junior clubs, second division, third division, are progressing, college football, inter-schools football starts to develop. It's not necessarily the FA's job to now go down into other areas. There are areas where there are synergies with other bodies. But if the structure is put in place, like we did in Kotoko, we went all the way down to school levels. And then we try to invest back into schools, putting kids in. I don't believe in the issue of establishing academies separately, separate institutions like Fine and Red Bull. I really believe that Ghana requires something completely different, and the investment should be part of the community. So we used to choose specific schools. Our coaches would teach those coaches on playing, on diet, on so many things, and that becomes what is for us was very important. And then we then saw the development of a whole generation of Kotoko players, 70% which had come through that process, saving money because of earlier investment, and so on and so forth. There needs to be a different blueprint put out for Ghana football. The new debates need not happen anymore. The blueprint is debated, it is understood, and we see what really is in the best interest of Ghana football. Then in order to keep at the top at national level, we don't have to play overage players because we want to win tournaments. There are very good younger players who can fit into that mold. We don't have to cut corners in order to do that. And if the management is right, then the domestic game don't have to sell players, as we saw in the recent past and some previous Kotoko management selling players to Central Africa. Ghana is not a country to be selling players to other African countries, unless it's North African. So there's a lot of things that can be done, which are not being done. And again, I think if it is they divorce themselves from the running of the league, keep control. Nobody wants to take their jobs. But you then have a professional group of people who are running it, then we don't have to make the kind of statements that are being made.
Chairman, let's quickly direct our attention a bit to the Presidential Commission of Inquiry recently and the brouhaha with regards to the leaked tape and the leaked documents that are currently in the hands of some people. What do you see as the main repercussions of these leaked documents to the public?
I don't think there are many because, look, let us be frank. Football that is run globally is a mafia. Nobody wants a Plata, but a Plata cannot be removed. Nobody wants Hayatou, but Hayatou cannot be removed. And you also cannot remove Kwesi Nyantachi. So leaking the documents is not going to remove Kwesi Nyantachi from his seat. It's not going to work like that. So that's the first point that people have to recognize. They may embarrass him, but one has got to decide what is the perception of Kwesi anyway in the first place. I mean, Kwesi is my friend, he's a nice guy. But I don't think that the management of his image through what has been going on by those who are his handlers have been done properly or efficiently. And the leaking of this document simply reinforces the view that people have on Ghana football. I mean, the general public's view on Ghana football is not one of integrity, transparency, or efficiency. That is not the opinion of people's opinion of Ghana football. And I think that following the disaster of the World Cup off the field, even more so than on the field, Kwesi and the FA need to spend time rebuilding the confidence that is lost from the general public back to them. They need to do that. They need to give back. They need to perceptually give back. Once that is done, I don't think anybody cares who runs Ghana football if it's being done efficiently, believe there's transparency, if they believe that the best interest of Mother Ghana is being sought out, not just at the Black Stars level. I mean, how many people play 4 years or whatever it is, but every single day people are playing gutter to gutter, park football, they're getting involved in it at different levels. That is where it is that we need to see here on Mother Ghana, here in the terrain that is being developed, that the quality is improving, that investment is coming back into the country, which trickles from football into the greater community. And I think that is the way that my dear brother Kwesi needs to go. Then when the documents are leaked about him, then you are bulletproof. But when you don't do that, then you are not bulletproof. And it just reinforces an image that people have. So my appeal to Sani and to Kwesi is to actually get on with the business of running football. Stop thinking that football is about the Black Stars, because it's not just about the Black Stars. You and I happen to know that to be the case. The responsibility of the administration of the game goes far deeper, far further, and encompasses every child, whether it's boy, girl, all the way up, and the pinnacle is at the very top.